sound of Des Moines.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt
on Star 102.5.
So 57% of us say, you know what? Living within walking distance of our parents? Too close.
Too close.
Too close. Which means, you know, two-fifths of us say, sure, we like it. We'd want
it. Or they don't care or know, because you always get those in surveys that don't know people. I always love that. You know, like 2 days before the presidential election when we have...
Undecided.
Yeah, undecided. It's like it's all we've heard for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
What are you waiting for?
And then
for
the last one, where we knew both of them for 20 years.
Right.
Still, I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe something will come out in the next 12 hours.
I always love that.
It drives me nuts.
Whenever there's a survey
make
and
up
someone,
your mind.
Someone chimes in with, I don't really watch TV.
But you're right. Do you want to live near your folks? I don't know.
Okay.
So yes or no?
Well, in theory, it sounds good, you know, because...
Well, that depends on who's answering that question.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In theory, to some people, it sounds horrible.
Yes.
True.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
True.
Yeah, I love my mom and my dad, but too close, walking distance, too close. I don't need the just walking by, checking, hey, how's it going? Because then you're hanging out for an hour.
Right.
Yeah. You're...
You know what I always think, train tracks, that when you say, well, we can tolerate these train tracks, like you'll have train tracks somewhere around the house.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, it won't be so bad until the first train comes by.
Okay.
Yes.
And you hear it from 5 miles away.
Mm-hmm. At 1:30 in the morning.
That's right. My mom lives right by train tracks, and they're literally in her backyard. And she didn't think it would be that big of a deal until the first time we came to visit. I had a newborn baby and woke her up twice.
Yeah.
You know.
280-1025. Fill in the blank for us. I learned the hard way. Never live this close to blank. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend who used to call me on a daily basis because he had a friend that was driving him nuts because he moved in nearby the guy's neighborhood.
Yeah.
He's just one of those real, he likes a lot of socialization.
Yeah.
Okay. So he would call me because the guy would come home from work at the same time every day. And he would tell me all these stories. And he goes, I don't think you believe me. And so he would call me about the same time the guy would come home from work. And he'd go, wait, I'm going to stand by the door because every day the guy would come around the corner and he would lay on the horn, Steve-O! And I, of course, am laughing. I just start laughing. And then my friend Steve's just livid with me. He's like, it's driving me crazy. I can't take it.
Yeah. So don't live too close to that person.
To that friend.
Yeah.
A friend of mine in high school, he moved. He lived on my street, then he moved. And I was like, we'll have to come and we'll hang out. And he goes, you don't want to. Next door is Coach Christensen, our hard-nosed high school football team. Coach. And he was hard-nosed. And the entire summer, he would come over to our house and he'd say, I don't want to hang out at our house because if I go outside and I'm not doing something football-wise, Coach yells at me.
Right.
And says, oh, you should be doing this. There you go. You should be doing something. You know, why don't you go for a mile run?
It's like,
I just want to go. I just want to hang out.
Morgan's on the phone from Stewart. What would you say, Morgan?
Someone you knew from high school.
Okay. Okay. What happened? Why?
Okay, so I would say I was friendly with most people in high school just because it was just kind of easier that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so before we moved to our new house, we lived close to one of my friends that I lived in Missouri, and so one of my high school friends, we lived there before I got a new job in Iowa. And so we decided, oh, no, it'll be fine. Like, we know them. It'll be nice to know somebody in case we need someone to, like, let our dog out or just somebody around the house.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And she was over once a week, probably every week, just talking about stuff we used to do in high school.
So you had a class reunion every week.
Every week.
Yep, that's too much.
Yeah, I don't need to talk about high school.
We do this every 10 years for a reason.
That's funny. Thanks, Morgan. You have a great day.
Tweet us at Star 102.5.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt
on Star 102.5.